and a bad picture when you see it. As regards the date of the artist, all good work looks perfectly modern. A piece of Greek sculpture, a portrait of Velasquez. They are always modern, always of our time. And as regards the nationality of the artist, art is not national but universal. As regards archaeology, then, avoid it altogether. Archaeology is merely the science of making excuses for bad art. It is the rock on which many a young artist founders and shipwrecks. It is the abyss from which no artist, old or young, ever returns. Or, if he does return, he is so covered with the dust of ages and the mildew of time that he is quite unrecognizable as an artist and has to conceal himself for the rest of his days under the cap of a professor or as a mere illustrator of ancient history. How worthless archaeology is in art you can estimate by the fact of its being so popular. Popularity is the crown of laurel which the world puts on bad art. Whatever is popular is wrong. As I am not going to talk to you, then, about the philosophy of the beautiful or the history of art, you will ask me what I am going to talk about. The subject of my lecture tonight is what makes an artist and what does the artist make. What are the relations of the artist to his surroundings? What is the education the artist should get? And what is the quality of a good work of art? Now, as regards the relations of the artist to his surroundings,